Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iOS Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Money, 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 money.
Oh, I love that stuff. We're going to talk about money apps. I'll show you how to get rid of wires in your photographs.
And if you need a new podcast app, I have one that will give you all the control you need over your podcast.
It's iOS Today, episode 400.
400. That's a lot.
iOS Today is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans. Home plays a huge role in your life. That's why Quicken Loans created Rocket Mortgage. It lets you apply simply and understand the entire mortgage process fully so you can be confident you're getting the right mortgage for you. Get started at rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. And by Texture. Access the world's most popular magazines anytime, anywhere using your smartphone or tablet. Go to texture.com/twit to start your free trial today. iOS Today, we're cashing in on money.
Money, money, money.
I'm Leo Laporte.
I'm Megan Maroney.
And today we thought we'd show you some useful apps for money management.
Mm-hmm. The one I use mostly is Mint, which...
Mint is interesting.
I like it. It's free. They're making money by giving you referrals.
Think of it as ad-based. That's probably the easiest.
Yeah. I mean, there are ads, but also just like they, you know, are recommending the credit cards for you, insurance, all kinds of things based on your financial situation.
So Mint is... I don't think... Does Quicken still own them? Intuit still own them? Okay. So remember, Intuit made a program called Quicken that was a checkbook program. In fact, when people in the early days of computers, you may not remember it as children, but in the early days of computers, that was the number one reason people gave for buying a computer. They wanted to buy a computer because it was cool, but they had to give a sound adult reason for buying a computer. And they said, to balance my checkbook. And so there were in those days many, many programs for balancing one's checkbook, including one from Microsoft called Money. But Intuit's Quicken dominated the field so much so that Microsoft, in a rare case of giving up, actually pulled out of the Money program. They said, we're not going to do it anymore because everybody's using Quicken. But the problem with those checkbook programs is you had to, every month, enter in all your checks and your expenses. It was a lot of work. It was bookkeeping. And it turned out people really didn't have a taste for bookkeeping. So Intuit was very smart. They bought a startup called Mint. And what Mint does is it goes to the bank, it gets your checks, it gets all your financial information. You have to give it permission, of course. And then does everything you would do if you were using a Quicken. You get the same information.
Mm-hmm.
And really, unless you think your bank's going to make an arithmetical error, which seems in this day and age to be unlikely, there's no reason that you need to rebalance your checkbook. They do it for you.
Right.
So Mint tells you how much you've spent on different things. It can look at your credit cards, and this is where their revenue comes from mostly, and say, well, you're paying 8%, we could get you 4%, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it notified me that my interest rate on my credit card went up, which
was
helpful.
That's useful.
Yeah.
I think Mint is really great. Now, sometimes people say, but I don't want to give Mint the login to my bank account. And of course, we counsel people, be very careful about all this. Don't give anyone the login to your bank account. But originally when Mint started up, it was using the same back end, a system called Yodlee that the banks were using. So that, you know, in effect, you weren't giving them the login. You were merely giving them permission to get something Yodlee already knew, which was all your banking information. Mint does the back end now themselves, but it's the same thing. It's trustworthy. They're not stealing your money. They're not going to, they have a very good record. We actually use Intuit for our business finances. They have a business program. It's probably the number one business program called QuickBooks. And your paycheck comes from QuickBooks. Everything we do comes from QuickBooks. So I think it's trustworthy. And I have to say Mint there's another competing one that was a former sponsor. And by the way, the reason we're not showing you Mint is because it would show you our financial net worth. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be embarrassed at how much more Mm-hmm. Megan's worse than I am. Mm-hmm. But there's another one which I actually like maybe even a little better called Personal Capital. They were a sponsor for a long time. Mm-hmm. Very similar to Mint. You give them the same information. They do the same charts and stuff. But they focus a little more on investing. In fact, their revenue comes from they're encouraging you to use their financial advisors. But you don't have to. And the thing that's great about Personal Capital is it will tell you more about how your investments and give you investment advice. So we were talking before we began about investing. This is a good way to get that kind of information, how to plan for your retirement, stuff like that. Mint does some of that too. Mint's more focused on household accounts, Personal Capital more focused on investment.
Yeah, I like using Mint to see where my money is going. So, like, if I was spending too much money on clothes,
right.
Like, it automatically...
It'll warn you.
Yeah, if your credit card statement says Nordstrom's, it knows, it guesses that's clothes. You can change it, though, because sometimes they'll get it wrong.
It was all the stuff that you did in Quicken.
Yeah.
By hand, it does now automatically. Yeah. I can show you a little bit. I mean, you could see this is my spending by category, shopping, whoops. Business services.
$2,000 on health and fitness. That's good.
God. other fees and charges. But actually, that's a good one because yeah. You might say, well, wait a minute. I spent $725 in fees and charges. That seems like maybe I'm screwing up somewhere, like mm-hmm. paying credit card fees. I shouldn't mm-hmm. be paying
it's probably
things like
transaction
that.
Fees on your stocks.
Yeah. Yeah. Entertainment. I spent more on entertainment than I did on travel. No, about the same. Shopping. So that's really, I think that's really useful. You can also, by the way, notice I've been using it for a long time. I can go back in time. There's a timeline here that I can slide back if I could figure out how to use it. I could slide back in time.
You can slide it and then it's a certain amount of, like if you grab one side, then you can say from like 2016
to 2018.
Oh yeah, there it is.
That's what's going on. I can't get my slider working.
You can, yeah.
You can show. Yours is okay, right?
Yeah. So I have.
You spent a lot of money on that yellow.
Uncategorized.
Okay. So that would be our tip of the week.
Yeah.
Is maybe start to do a little more categorizing.
Yeah.
So that it could understand. But I mean, you can see it does a very good job with me of figuring out what goes to what.
Yeah. And the other thing, this is great for doing your taxes, too, because if you want to write off all of your, like, you can you can go through and say, well, this is a taxable, this is an income tax. So any time you donate to a charity or if I'm going to, write off all of the technology that I buy with my own money, like, I can write that off, that you can mark that. And then when it comes tax time, you have it all there. You're not, like, going through a shoebox of receipts.
And, here's over budget. This month you spent $138 on coffee shops.
Mm-hmm.
So if I set a budget, but these are all the accounts that haven't been set up properly. And so I need to kind of go back in. And that is the one issue I have with both Personal Capital and Mint. If you really secure your accounts, as you better believe I do with, Second Factor and stuff, sometimes that confuses these. They're getting better at that because mm-hmm. they understand more people are using this. But that's something you should be aware of.
Yeah, I think Mint used to not allow you to use two-factor. But they changed that, I think.
Right. They're getting better.
Yes.
If you're not using it, both Personal Capital and Mint are free. You could have both, really, and try them both. Should warn you that the negative on Personal Capital is you might get a phone call from them at some point saying, hey, I'm your personal financial advisor, and I'd like to offer you some, we'd like to offer you some services. And that's how they make their money. Mm-hmm. But, I just say no thanks, yeah. And they don't bug you.
So as you briefly mentioned, sometimes conversations about money are not about money at all.
We should mention. Quicken is a sponsor of the show. Quicken Loans is through Rocket Mortgage. And so that is who makes this product, Mint.
Okay.
So, and Personal Capital used to be a sponsor. Now all the disclaimers are out of the way.
Okay. Sometimes money conversations are not about money. They're about feelings. So I found a new app that is similar to Mint. And it's about all the feels. All the feels.
It's called Money Feels?
It's called Joy.
Joy. And, happy, happy,
you can take
joy,
a look
joy.
At it now. Here it is. So what I did with Joy was I answered a bunch of questions about just my feelings, what kind of person I was, just like, am I talkative? Am I quiet? Am I reserved? Just not questions about feelings, not questions about money necessarily.
But they tie back to money.
Yes. And so I was given a money coach. And when I say money coach,
wow.
She's a bot.
This is good.
She is, her name is Jim. So based on my question. So this is my spending. And then I go through and say how I feel about all the things I've spent money on. So here are my happy. So I go through every time and it's like, oh, Amazon. Oh, yes, I was happy about that.
Oh, I want this.
Here are all my happy spends. Talk to me about my happy spends. My top happy spends. So here are my things that I was happy about. I told it that I was happy about shopping at Petaluma Market, our local grocery store.
You like buying food.
I also go,
you like going to
Lucky's.
The movies. Yeah.
I spent $20 at Amazon that I liked. So those were my happy
spends.
So
she's not judging you. She's asking you for your judgment.
Right. So I've already filled this out. So here are my top sad spends.
The things I
was sad about that I spent. I am also Amazon. Target. I'm not excited about spending $428 at Target.
DMV, definitely.
I did not like, and then, you know, my health insurance. So, and my Latote, $69.20. That's a sad spend. You told me that was too much money. I'm not feeling good about that.
Oh, that's your wardrobe.
Yeah.
Is this from Latote?
No.
Oh, yes.
I eventually bought it from Latote, but Latote is where I borrow anything.
Borrow clothes. She's wearing other people's clothes.
I was also apparently not happy about spending money on my husband's life insurance. So
you should be happy. You'll be happy if anything happens to him.
Yes. So I can also look at everyone's happy spends.
This is good. I'm getting this. I like this.
Or people like me. So I'm a spark. Talk to me about other people's sparks, happy spends. So other people like me show me this week. Other people are happy about spending money. At Walmart, Amazon, Lyft, and iTunes.
But see, what other people do isn't really the point.
Well, sure it is. Like, what are other people sad about spending money on? Show me this week. Not specific people, obviously, but as a group, the people like me are sad that they spent money at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And iTunes. And
that
Whataburger.
Always makes me sad. See, that's good. That's good. Yeah. I think the idea is that a lot of our spending is unconscious, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our spending is at least mine, just like my eating, is to make me feel better,
mm-hmm.
not to because I need it or because I have to fill my belly, but just to make me feel better.
Right.
And so it's good to identify what those are and what spends don't make you feel better. That's probably a good thing.
Right. So I have 39 happy spends.
Do they make recommendations or they just give you the information?
You can also use it to save. So I'm not doing this yet, but Joy Savings is a way that you can save money. So it's like a bank. It's an FDIC backed bank.
They did a little happy dance when I got welcomed to Joy. I wish I could show you that. It was a guy going,
Yeah, and every time you come back, they're like, welcome back, and they do a happy dance.
Really?
It's a lot, yeah. This is
I'm
a lot
liking
of shifts.
Joy.
So this way, Joy, you can use. There's a lot of apps that we've talked about some of them before that let you put away a little bit of money. So you take money out of your bank. So let's say I want to save $35 a week, or I want to save $200 a week. It'll automatically take that out of your bank and then put it in its bank, and that's how it makes money, because then it's getting the interest from the money that you have in its bank.
It's the VIG.
But you can just use the Joy part and not use the savings part
the
and just think about how you're spending money or we're saving money. So it can be joyful to save money, to not spend that
and
money.
So the
McDonald's.
Whole thing is really you don't actually even have to do a lot of typing because they give you canned answers. So really it's kind of like taking a multiple choice quiz.
So what's that question it's asking you?
So first, I've got six easy questions for you. There are no wrong answers. One, how do you typically pay for things? Have Lisa do it. Credit card and cash, but okay. Do you rent or own? I own. I don't think I actually own our house, but that's another matter entirely. I think Lisa owns it. How much is that costing you each month? $0.
What?
Because I don't own it. Okay, so this is asking you what your mortgage is, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah,
good.
Just
I'm not gonna tell you what my mortgage is.
It's $0 apparently. He pays nothing.
Lisa pays everything. I don't know. It all just comes out of some kitty.
It sounds like you guys have an okay money relationship. Marco and I always start crying when we talk about money.
Really?
I don't like it.
That's because he yells at you.
He doesn't yell at me. But I grew up very differently than he did in terms of money. Like my parents.
Let me guess.
Okay. I know you're going to get it right.
Your parents spent money like water.
Exactly. Yes.
And Marco is frugal.
Yes.
That could be a cause for tension in a relationship.
Yeah, my parents took tons of vacations. They're just like, let's live life. They're still doing it. That's, you know.
Hey, let me give you a tip.
Okay. Okay.
Because I am like you, spend money like water. So I married somebody like Marco.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't?
A big, tall, good-looking Italian guy. Yeah. No, somebody who doesn't spend money, who's very good with money. Mm-hmm. And I let her do everything.
Yeah.
Because she's good with money. And then she says, you know, you can spend this much. And then I go, okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really
You don't want to give up that power, probably.
Well, I don't really. No, I'm willing to give up the power. It's just when we have
Because it is a power thing, isn't it? It's not about money. It's about power.
Yeah, it is. It's about all kinds of things.
And independence and, your childhood relationship with your family and
right.
a lot of
it's
things.
It's about a lot of things. I saw this.
This is good. I like this joy thing.
So there's another app called Honeydew.
I don't like the name of that at all.
That's similar. It's like all these apps, but you do it with your partner. So you can track and talk about financial choices with your partner. So you invite your partner. I believe I invited Marco several months ago, and he has yet to respond to my invitation.
Please, Marco, I want to talk to you.
But it just shows. I'm not going to show any of this because I've already got it hooked to our bank account. But it's a way
I think
to.
That's cool.
And you can also have accounts that you don't share with your partner.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the thing that we have, I was exaggerating when I said I'm crying every time we're talking about, but we've solved problems.
Well, I make you cry every time we talk. So I thought that sounded pretty reasonable.
Yeah, exactly. So like when we moved into our new house and I finally wanted, you know, to get rid of the furniture we'd had for 15 years.
Yeah. Basically, he said, why? It's perfectly functional.
Exactly. That's exactly
what
he said.
I'm sitting on it right now.
Yes. So we worked out a budget. I had a budget, and then I asked him nothing else. Like, nothing
That's
else.
Perfect.
I had a budget, and I bought everything. Like, I took him
perfect.
One time to the store. He sat on a chair. He's like, I love
That's
this chair.
That's what every man wants.
Yeah. He said,
That's
I love
it.
This chair.
Give me one chair.
And then he looked at the price. He was like, no, we are
Don't
not getting this chair. And so, yeah, you're right. It is. It does work well, because he doesn't like to spend money. I like to spend money.
You can work it out.
And we both make money, so it's not like I'm spending all the money that he made, you know. So I'm spending all the money that you made.
No, you make the money, and then I give
money.
It back to a little tiny
right,
bit of
exactly.
it that you make. I give back to you,
yes,
and then you spend it.
So,
I'm no fool.
Honeydew is an app. If you want to, you know, work this out with your partner,
honey. Oh, it's D-U-E.
Yeah, D-U-E.
Like
not do the honeydew. Yeah, list of like giving you a
honey,
list of things.
Do your do. You're due, honey. Mm-hmm. You're due. You're cruising for a bruising. Couples love Honeydew. Yeah, I'm not sure I want to talk about money that much with my wife.
Well, it sounds like she just handles everything and you...
We talk. No, actually, we have a very good... it's interesting. I hadn't really thought about it. It's hard. You know, it would potentially be difficult because she's my business partner. She runs Twit. That it would potentially be very difficult that we work together. But no, actually, it works pretty well.
Yeah, it's amazing how well it works with you guys. I'm shocked.
Yeah, we don't... Yeah, we don't fight over that.
I don't think I could work with Marco. I love him very much, but
it's hard to work together. It is, because we end up talking about work. But you make rules. You get it. It's worked out quite well.
That's good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Do you have any other money apps that you like to talk
about? Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't. Now I'm all about emotions and feels.
Okay, sorry.
And feels. Well, I should mention again a sponsor, but I don't. But I should mention. That for investment, I'm a big fan of the Betterment app. Now, I'm not allowed to. This is a weird one. Because I do the advertisements for Betterment, I'm not allowed to actually use it. There, it's a Security and Exchange Commission regulations. And the idea is they don't want endorsers to be customers, which is the exact opposite of how I work. I won't endorse something that I don't use. But in this case, I have family members using it and so forth. So the idea of Betterment is... and you've probably heard our ads for it, but if you're going to invest, the idea is that you pay a flat fee, 25 basis points, which is actually very, very low. You don't get with that, you just get text messages, which actually I prefer. Mm-hmm. If you pay 0.4%, 40 basis points, you can actually have, if you want to talk to somebody. I don't ever want to talk to somebody, so I like that. And then they do some pretty sophisticated investing strategies that work quite well. And they, as I mentioned, Abby, my daughter, who's starting to invest for the first time, I set her up with this because she wanted to, you know, have some input, but she also liked the idea of help because she's brand new to it. She wanted to be in socially conscious funds, and they have that as well. So they have a choice of what they do is ask you about your risk. They have a choice of investments. They do a lot of more sophisticated stuff that as an individual investor you can't do. I think they're quite good. Now, I'm doing an ad for them, but I actually think they're quite good. There are, I'll tell you, there are some other companies like Wealthfront's very similar. There are a number of these companies that do automated investing. And my experience having looked at all of them is they're all pretty good, that they're trustworthy. In my opinion, frankly, more reliable and trustworthy than an individual guy on the street that you'd go to who hangs a shingle out saying, I'll help you with your investments. Those people are fine and nice. And if you get the right person, of course, they're going to do great for you. But I love the programmatic trading that they're doing at Wealthfront and Betterment and some others. Betterment's my favorite after having looked at all of them. That's the one I said, Abby. But you could try all of them and see which one you like. I just think it's a easy no brainer. And the app, the Betterment app, really is spectacular. I wish I could show you, but I can't.
So what about sending money? Like, does anyone know use Apple Pay Cash? Because nobody I know besides you, but I don't know.
It's pretty easy if you're both on iPhones. Mm-hmm. But Abby, for instance, now is on an Android phone. So when she was in Mexico, I actually couldn't send her phone money via the bank. I didn't want to use Western Union. I used something PayPal has called Xoom, X-O-O-M. And it was nice because I could send money not only to a bank for her to pick up with her passport or driver's license, but I could send it to a convenience store. So they have the network is quite large with Xoom, and it's a great way to send money internationally. They take a little bit of it, but not a huge amount. I think it costs $5. It's very quick. And I really liked it. It was very convenient when she was living in Mexico because she could just go down to the local convenience store and pick up her money. So I found that very, very useful. And then the other one that everybody around here seems to use, Sarah and Elaine loved Venmo. Mm-hmm. And Venmo is certainly one of the big ones. I think are they also on PayPal?
Yes, they are.
But I like the one Square owns, which is called Cash.me. And that's the one I think everybody I know, especially people, the kids, the young people around here really love Cash.me. So I guess I could pay you a dollar.
Thanks.
Well, look at that. It's even suggesting that I send you a dollar. It even knows.
Yep.
It's that simple. And I could just say for services rendered. That's a good one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It sounds dirty, but it's mm-hmm. not. It and then I'm gonna pay you. I could send John some money too.
Oh.
And then it's asking for my fingerprint, which is good. And then it's going to send you a dollar. So this is Cash.me. You can even do it through the website. And because it's Square, I kind of like it. Mm-hmm. I trust them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They put the money, as one would expect, not into your bank account, but into your Square account. And then you can at a later time transfer it out if you want. And I think that's the only way they make money is just by the float on the Square account. They also take Bitcoin.
Oh. Hmm. Well, you know, I think you might be the same way. I use, technically, most people in my life, other than the people who work here, I am more technically savvy than them.
Yeah.
So whatever they're comfortable with, I'm comfortable with.
Right.
So my
That's
sister
one reason
uses,
Apple Pay yeah. makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they might already understand.
Right. But nobody does. My sister uses Venmo. My dad uses Zelle, which is through the bank.
So this is the one thing I would say about Zelle is this is the bank's attempt to catch up. And my bank uses it. Every bank uses mm-hmm. it now. I'm not as crazy about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's what
that's
he
uses. That's what dad uses.
So if I want him to keep giving me money. But, and my mom won't use anything. Like, so it's still cash. Like,
she
if
says,
I
just
need
give
to
me a hundo.
Her, yeah. Yeah. So, but
Franklin, give me the Benjamins, she says. Make it rain, she says.
But that is, all these apps are, again, sort of ways to take the emotions out of cash, you know, conversations.
They also take the friction out of it. You saw how easy it was to send a dollar. And so these conversations come up a lot if you go out with friends mm-hmm. and you want to split the bill, you know, you want to repay somebody. It really is nice to have these kind of friction-free transfers. I really like it.
But they still go a little bit wrong. We interviewed somebody a couple years ago on Tech News Today, and it was a woman who wrote about how Venmo was causing problems because people were, like, it was, she found all these stories of people, like someone would have a friend, like a millennial, not to criticize millennial, would say like, come over for a glass of wine.
And charge her for it?
And then the person would leave and then see like one glass of wine, like a Venmo, because it makes it easier, because you wouldn't say like, hey, pay me for that glass of wine. But that sort
you
of-
You can charge people on Venmo?
Yeah, like that's how you, yeah, that's how you,
you can
give,
say, give me money.
Well, that, yeah, that's how you, that a lot of people pay. Kevin's yelling, yes.
That's rude. So, Kevin, if somebody comes to your house and you give them a nice fried chicken dinner, you then send them a bill?
Kevin, no, I'm sure, doesn't
only
do that.
If it's like a pizza party. Where-
that's different, right. And it, but you say it up front. Well, they should get new friends. Anybody would go over to have a glass of wine and they send you a Venmo for a glass of wine. They, you need to get new friends.
Right. Well, that's how you you request money. So, like, people use it. So, like, I paid the whole rent, pay me for half the rent, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Basically, it's not like, you know, Venmo isn't causing people to be jerks. It's allowing jerks to be find new ways to be jerks, basically.
I'm going to ask Henry, how do you pay the rent to your roommates? Because I'm sure he...
I bet he uses Venmo.
Yeah, he uses Venmo. Look at Happy Father's Day.
Oh, did you have a good Father's Day?
Yeah, I worked.
Oh, yeah, you did. It was a good episode, by the way.
It was, wasn't it? Thank you.
Okay, so I have a money-related question.
You didn't listen to
me. No, I did.
Really?
I did. You had Jeff Cannata and Brianna Wu and Dan Patterson.
It was excellent.
And you were a motley crew, and I can show
That's
you.
That's right. And he was Vince Neil.
Yes. When I show
And
you
were Nikki Six.
When I show you my podcast app, you will show. See, that's what I was listening
Aww,
to.
Oh, thank you.
I enjoy This Week in Tech. It's a very good show.
I got, somebody's asked me if I got cologne. No, I got a pair of swim trunks with kitty cats on them.
Oh.
Guess who that was from?
Lisa.
Yeah, she likes her cats.
It'd be weird if it was from Michael, let's just say.
No, I got a card. I got cards, and I got, and from my kids, I just got text messages, which is fine. When they're younger, you want, did you do something for Marco?
Yes. Milo got him a frying pan. Huck.
That's
Drew
a good gift.
Framed him this thing that he took this art class last week, and he's really, you know, he's actually,
oh,
it's not
so
just like macaroni art.
Art
or anything. Annabella got him this big bowl of chocolate that she wrapped
Ooh.
Up. And we got my dad a Coravin. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, if you drink wine, you know, they drink a lot of wine. So
Coravins are great.
Yes.
I love them. They're a little pricey. That's a nice gift.
Well, that's where the Venmo came in. Shared
you
gift.
Charge them
I won't
for
say.
It.
Yeah, I just said, here's your gift.
Your bill will arrive.
It was not just for me. It was for my sister.
That's
and
a good
one.
That's good.
Yes.
You're perfect, though.
Yeah, and that's how I was
that's a good
figuring
gift.
Out my sister needed Venmo, my mom needed cash.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, here's a money-related question that we got from Kevin, and hopefully you can answer it because I cannot. My family has three people on a family sharing iTunes account. I'm the dad. My wife and son have access so we can share movies, apps, etc. But he's getting older and wants to buy apps on his own account for the day when he's no longer sharing apps with us. How can we set up his phone so that when he buys an app or an in-app purchase, it comes from his credit card and not mine?
Oh.
I could not figure... So iTunes will only let you have one credit card, as far as I could tell. I did tons of research, because that's a problem, because when I buy stuff for work or when I buy stuff for myself, like I have it all on my credit card, and then I have to fill out an expense report, and it's a pain. And Jason tells me that Android is not the same way. You can use different credit cards. But apparently you can only have one credit card on your iTunes account. And it's not easy to switch between iTunes accounts either, because you can't share.
That's the issue, right? You would break the sharing. So you can have two different accounts on an iPad, of course. You can have two Apple accounts. You can have your iCloud account, and you can have your iTunes account. Those can be separate accounts. In fact, they are on mine.
Really?
Yeah, but I think that the problem is exactly as you stated. So let's say, for instance, I have an iCloud account that's leo@icloud.com, and I have an iTunes account that's my normal email address, leo@leoville. It doesn't have to be a iCloud account.
Mm-hmm.
And all the iTunes purchases and everything go through the leo@leoville, but so does the family sharing. And I think my guess is that it would still be the same problem. Whatever account is associated with apps, that's the account that's going to be the sharing account, and that's the account that you buy apps. So how can we do this? How could he do this? You can't. You have to. I think that maybe this is how Apple kind of gets around family sharing, because if you're a app developer, you might not like family sharing because right. the whole family is using the same app. Mm-hmm. Apple probably says, well, don't worry because they're going to have to buy the app eventually anyway.
Yeah.
I think that might be the rationale for it, is that you're either sharing or you're not sharing. You can't do both. At some point when you get out, you know, move out of the house, time to buy your own apps, Junior.
Yeah.
This is a whole new thing that we have to figure out.
I know. Are your kids on sharing? Like Abby and Henry still on your iTunes sharing? Or they have their own?
That's a good question. I think Henry's on his own. No, I think they're both on their own. In fact, I know they both are on their own. But they still share my Netflix account. So, you're slowly urging them out of the nest, but they don't, you know, sometimes a little bit's left behind.
Yeah. I might still be sharing my dad's HBO Go account, and I'm 45 years old, so I might.
This is terra incognita. We never had this problem before.
No, we didn't.
And in fact, iTunes family sharing is relatively new. It's new, you know, it's not as old as the iPhone. That's a really interesting question.
I have not figured out how to do it. There's a sort of way around it. I got a lot of answers, and PC Guy also says this, that he never even uses credit cards. He buys gift cards because you can buy them for cheaper.
But that doesn't solve the problem because...
No, unless he's using his own, like putting his own gift card in there or something, and then he can only... I mean, there's certainly ways you can do that with younger kids and give them allowances, but he wants to go backwards. He wants the person to be able to pay their own.
It's my guess that he's either on family sharing or not. And if you want to share family apps, then all your apps are family apps. Mm-hmm. And if you, I don't know, that's, you know, that's one for Renee Ritchie and the iMore, crack iMore team.
Mm-hmm. I looked iMore. I don't think that they had
I think
an
that that's
either.
Not. But, you know, we get more questions about how Apple's cloud services work mm-hmm. than any other area. And we're just as confused as you are. It is not clear.
No. And I think, I mean, it makes sense that if you're old enough to have your own credit card, then you should be old enough
to have
your own account.
You shouldn't be on family sharing. And I think that's really Apple's justification is, well, family sharing is okay because it's not forever.
Yeah, exactly. Family is forever. Family sharing is not forever.
No.
And you know what else is forever?
I know what it is. Rocket Mortgage.
A mortgage.
Our sponsor. A mortgage could be forever. Yes, it could. Well, no, actually, one of the things that Quicken Loans, the creators of Rocket Mortgage, have been encouraging people to try 15-year loans. It may be, you know, for so many years, we've been thinking 30 years for a mortgage. But 15 can often be a big savings. But the best way to do it, Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans, because you can do the whole thing online. On your phone, at an open house, Rocket Mortgage lets you apply simply, understand fully, and this is where the understanding comes in, about what the term is, what the down payment, the rate. You choose it all, and then mortgage confidently. You can do the whole thing on the phone without going to the attic to get paperwork, without calling the bank saying, do you have my statements from 2012? Without any effort or trouble, just answer a few easy questions you already know the answer to. Because Quicken Loans, who created Rocket Mortgage, has that relationship with all the financial institutions. You just give them permission. They can get the numbers they need. And then based on income, assets, and credit, they'll analyze all the home loan options for which you qualify. And in most cases, in under 10 minutes, find the one that's just right for you. This is a huge improvement in the mortgage approval process. And frankly, it's the only way to buy a home. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Refi too, by the way. They have great refi rates. I talked to somebody the other day who refied through Rocket Mortgage. He was really impressed not only with the speed, but with the rates. So you're not giving up anything by making it easy. No, in fact, quite to the contrary. You're getting it from the best lender in the country. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. In fact, to speed the whole process up, go there right now. rocketmortgage.com/iOS today and just get the account set up. You're not applying for a loan yet, but then when the time comes, you'll be boom, 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 and you get it done fast. Refinancing too. rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. They're an equal housing lender. They're licensed in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030. rocketmortgage.com/iOS today. We thank them for making iOS today possible.
So news time, the biggest Apple news this week, obviously, was the deal with Oprah.
Apple, Oprah, Oprah, Apple.
Yes, Netflix made a deal with Obama. Apple has Oprah. Who will be more successful? You know how I feel about Oprah. I love her very much.
You love Oprah. She's not leaving her network. She's going to stay there. but she's also going to do stuff for Apple.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what. There's the Apple press release. It's not very long.
No, it's not.
Three paragraphs, three sentences, boom, and we're out. We're done.
So we don't know, except for that it's going to help us all
it's a
live
unique
our best life.
Multi-year deal involving presumably multiple shows, some of which will have Oprah in them.
Mm-hmm. But I think this, we don't know, but we can guess that, I mean, we might be leaning towards some subscription TV.
Well, like, this is the problem, is Apple has not said, and no one can really understand. They're spending $1 billion on new programming. Where's that going to go? Is it going to be in Apple Music?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make sense. Is it going to be Apple TV only? It seems to me that people like Oprah and some of the other big names they've signed up are more likely to do something that people can see even if they don't own Apple devices. You know, why would you? I mean, I feel like, you know, that part of the creative offer would be like, we'll put it up on HBO or Netflix, or, you know, it'll be somewhere else, but maybe not. I don't know. It's unknown. It's unknown. Right now, the only thing Apple offers is Carpool Karaoke and Planet of the Apps. You can get Carpool Karaoke on your Apple TV.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question.
That's the only place you can get it.
Do more people have Apple devices or Netflix accounts? Like, which number is greater? Do we have any idea? Because, I mean, lots of...
Many more people have Apple devices than
Netflix
accounts.
Like, Netflix creates lots of create content that you can't have unless you have a Netflix account.
Good point.
So...
There are... Now, Apple Music, at last count, was 50 million subscribers. Netflix is something like, I want to say 90, they just put out numbers. I think it's 80 or 90 million.
So
Netflix is bigger than Apple Music.
Right.
But more people have Apple devices. We don't know how many people have Apple TVs, but it would probably be less than both of those numbers, more like 10 or 20 million. So I don't know. It's an unknown. There's a lot of questions, and Apple has not given us any answers. What do you think?
I think they're going to come up with, if I had to guess, some sort of subscription service that will be the same price as Netflix and will be separate from Apple Music.
So right now, you can get a YouTube Red account that includes Google Music.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they don't call it Red anymore. They just call it, I can't remember, they changed the name. But it includes YouTube without ads and Google Music. So Google has an all-in-one offering that's the same price as just the music.
But everything at Google is always cheaper.
What if Apple What if Apple renamed Apple Music to Apple Media? Or I don't know what they're going to do. It's really an interesting question. So you think they'll just do a Netflix-like service? Or maybe it'll just be free for everybody who has an Apple TV.
Mm.
That's what Carpool Karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
You get an Apple TV, and you get an Apple TV, and everyone gets an Apple TV. You know, I think this might be, I could see, so thinking from a business point of view, maybe Apple would like to sell more Apple TVs.
Mm.
And if you made it exclusive to Apple TVs, that'd be interesting.
But, I mean, are TVs really that important to, I mean, so many people watch content on their phone now and their
True.
iPad.
Excellent point. Can you get Carpool Karaoke on
the Apple TV app?
On an iPad, can you get it? Yeah, we are the Apple TV app, I guess. Because they're really pushing that on the Apple TV.
Sure.
iTunes.apple.com.
Yeah, so it came up just when I,
It came right up. You can download it to the Apple TV app. So they're pushing it. What's your name?
This is what comes up, Carpool Karaoke.
Yeah, that's how it looks on my Apple TV, too. Like, they're really pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. But do you see Planet of the Apps?
No, I don't think they're pushing that at all.
That was a flop. That was before they hired production executives from Sony.
Look at all these things that I've been watching.
I like Apple TV. I've been using it on the Apple TV. So this is confusing. So there's the TV app. What's that called?
The TV app.
And then there's Apple TV, which is hardware. But Apple TVs, they want the user interface eventually to be the TV app. That's like your home button by default. And at first I didn't like it, but now that they've included Netflix, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I use it.
I think, yeah, because
it's like that.
Right. Well, what's great about it is you're what, like, I'm watching like six different shows right now.
Yes.
And to have to search for them inside the app.
It does a better job of keeping track of what you're watching than you do.
Right. Like, you were just watching this and you were just watching that. And you can keep an eye on, you know.
Yeah. No, I really like that. I'm starting to realize, I'm starting to get Apple's strategy in all of this.
Yeah. The problem is, though, we still haven't figured out how to get Netflix to show up in the recently watched.
No, but it does show up in search.
Right.
So that's a good start. But yeah, you can see what I'm watching.
Yeah, on Prime and Hulu.
On everything but Netflix, which is so strange.
Yeah.
Even HBO, right? So I don't know.
What's Goliath?
Oh, Goliath's good.
What's it about?
It's Billy Bob.
Oh.
Thornton. Is that his name? Billy Bob?
Yeah, Billy Bob
or Joe
Thornton.
Bob. Billy Bob?
Billy Bob.
Billy Bob Thornton.
My name is Joe Bob.
And he is a lawyer who was a very prominent, high-powered, famous lawyer in Los Angeles until he got somebody off who then went out and committed another murder.
Oh.
And he felt so guilty about it that he quit his firm and started drinking heavily.
Oh.
And he lives in a motel next door to his favorite bar, Shay J. And there's two seasons now. The second season just came out 3 days ago. The first season was all about his redemption. How he, who didn't want to do anything, he was really become like kind of just like a loser, was talked into taking a case that ended up being big, huge, and important. Won't say anymore. It's good. It's really good.
All right.
And it's got Santa Monica. It heavily features Santa Monica in it.
Oh.
That's a big part of it.
I got too
There's
much
the bar.
To watch.
There's Shay J. Yeah, he spends a lot of time drinking and smoking in this. But you know what's great about Joe Bob, Billy Bob? Oh, by the way, from David Kelly.
Oh.
David E. Kelly.
I like David E.
Yeah.
Kelly.
You know what's great about Billy Bob? He looks like he drinks and smokes all day.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And you see he's also got that guy.
And the woman from Lost in Space.
Maria Bello?
Oh, no. That one. She was in House of Cards. That one on the right. Not
Maria
Bello,
she's great. Yeah, she's only in the first season.
Oh.
And he's only in the first. William Hurst's
Probably
only in the first season.
Probably because she's in Lost in Space.
Lost in Space now. She's
Are
too busy.
Are you watching Lost in Space?
I watched the first episode. Are you watching it?
Yes.
It's good?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to go
well,
back.
Well, it's
and,
a good family show.
It's a good family show.
Yeah.
Because it's about a family.
Yeah.
Lost in Space.
Yes.
The robot was a little scary.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of my dog.
Oh, good.
Because my dog has, like, had a traumatic childhood as well and can sometimes, and like,
the robot had
us.
A traumatic childhood?
Well, didn't you see the first episode?
Yeah, but I didn't know that the robotic had child. Robot
Did you
had
get
a,
to the end of the first episode?
Yeah, I think so. She got out of the ice, right?
Shh. All right. Anyway, and our dog is very protective of us. And but
the robot's
sweet.
Very protective
yeah.
and sweet, but
mm-hmm.
with a traumatic childhood.
Mm-hmm.
What is a robot's childhood?
Well, okay.
Like where he's,
Close
like
your ears if you haven't watched it.
Don't say it. No. That's all right. I'll watch it. That's good.
Okay.
I forgot about it, to be honest with you. There's like you say, there's so many things. And it's not, as you can see, it's not mm-hmm. showing up on my Apple
yeah,
TV.
Yeah, Netflix.
It's
yeah.
not showing up. So right. I miss on the Netflix stuff. Yeah. I don't see it.
Yeah.
This is the new thing, by the way. I just realized this is what people are going to do when they get together. They're going to fire up your Apple TV. Let's see what you're watching.
Yeah.
You got any good shows? Well,
right.
let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, have you watched Succession on HBO?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you don't have to remember anymore because it's all there.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Except for Netflix.
Do you like it?
No, you told me to watch it. I haven't gotten to it yet. I will.
It got bad reviews, but I thought it was great.
No, we're still in Barry, too. We're only two episodes into Barry. That's what we've been watching.
Barry's pretty good.
Is Succession better than Barry?
Barry's pretty good. Paul's trying to get me to watch The Arrival, and you can see I can't get through it.
Wait, the movie?
This is the one. This is not Arrival.
Oh.
This is The Arrival.
But you tried.
Which is also about aliens, oddly enough.
Oh.
But it's an older movie featuring Charlie Sheen.
Oh.
And it's I'm struggling with it. Mm. I'm struggling with it. There's the original Arrival, the new Arrival, which is a good movie, won an Academy Award.
Mm.
And then you see right next to it The Right Stuff. So, yeah, this is good. This would be the new thing. People can get mm-hmm. together, say, fire up the TV app. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see. What do you like? What are you watching? What's good?
Could be embarrassing.
Can you add it? Can you say,
oh, like
remind me to watch?
Oh.
I wish you could.
Isn't there a, like a Up Next list? There must be, right? Like a
trending movies. See, notice this is really where Apple. This is why I think Apple. My feeling is Apple wants the Apple TV and this app to become your center for entertainment. See, they're already pushing live news and stuff like they kind of have it, except that they sort of kind of do and sort of kind of don't. And then I think that that's what's going to happen here is that this is going to, that's where Oprah is going to be. It's going to be right here. Boom, boom.
That's what I think too.
Yeah. But I don't know if you'll have to pay for it. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe it's just like you're getting space on the, like,
I don't know. That's certainly that's a pitch for them, right?
Okay, so Oprah, obviously the biggest, most important Apple news. Also, iOS 12 might be able to save your life faster. You might want to know about that.
This is really good. So right now, if you call 911 from your smartphone, it does something called E911 because it doesn't know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in some cases, I've been told some 911 centers will get the GPS locationing information from your phone, but not all. Apple says, starting with iOS 12, Rapid SOS will send your exact coordinates, not your triangulated cell phone coordinates, but your exact coordinates to 911.
And only to 911. And they'll keep it private. That's
their Well, I would
thing.
Hope. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't send it to everyone. It's interesting because according to the FCC, an improvement of just 1 minute in response time could save up to 10,000 lives every year.
So this is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unclear to me I've read that in some cases E911, if the 911 service is appropriately configured, or when you use E911, it goes to a regional 911 because it doesn't know, it's not going to call the Petaluma Fire Department because it doesn't know where you are. So it calls a regional 911 who then has to figure out where you are and then hand it off. That's where you get these delays to the local 911. But it was my understanding that in some cases, the phone's GPS coordinates were transmitted to a properly configured 911 center. So I'm not sure I understand why what Apple's doing is so very different. But that's good news, no matter what.
Well, it was called hybridized emergency location, or hello, and it was an estimated location, like you said before.
Right. So this for triangulation. Yeah.
Yeah. This. I mean, if Apple says it's your exact location, you got to assume that it.
Well, it's your
is.
GPS. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no reason why the phone couldn't do that.
Yeah.
But they're acting like nobody's done this before. I feel like they have, but maybe I'm misunderstanding. Anyway.
Well, they always act like nobody's done this before.
Yes.
That's everything.
Apple would never do that.
Yes. And does Apple have a monopoly on apps? The Supreme Court is deciding whether or not to.
What?
So there's an antitrust case saying that because you can only buy apps.
The Supreme Court wouldn't look at gerrymandering in Wisconsin, but they are going to decide.
They're going to look. They're going to decide whether or not Apple can throw this out of court. That's what they're deciding. So they want to hear Apple's bid to kill this antitrust case because they're saying it's not really an antitrust case.
What is the antitrust case?
That you can only buy apps from the app store.
Oh, somebody's saying, how come I can't use my iPhone to buy apps from somewhere else?
Right.
Oh.
But then the developers are setting the price for apps, so that's why it's not really, you know.
Yeah, but Apple's taking 30%. There's no way right now to buy an app on an Apple device that doesn't give Apple a 30% cut. I'm glad the Supreme Court's hearing this, but we'll see what they say.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Here's another interesting thing. Sheila Elias is an artist who does iPad art, and she has this exhibit that I thought was worth mentioning. It's at the Lowe Museum in Miami, and we have some videos of it. It's art, but you have to hold up an iPad to it to, like, see special features of the art.
It's augmented art.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's a very short video.
Very short video. There's a couple other videos, or maybe you could go to her website. I didn't realize the video.
So if you hold up your iPad to the painting, like of the Mona Lisa, it'll show you different expressions?
Well, her art, yes. So she created the art.
Oh, it's her art.
Yes.
Oh.
So she created the art with augmented reality built into it.
Oh, that's cool.
Which I thought was pretty interesting,
really,
especially
neat.
Because, you know, so many kids have iPads and, you know, we are seeing all our entire life through a screen. So it's different features.
So you have to use her app, of course, but what a good idea.
Yeah. So I thought that
I
was,
like that.
You can find more at SheilaElias.com. And, of course, the second biggest news next to Oprah is that the Westworld mobile app is coming out on June 21st.
What
so
will
by
it
the
do?
Time you can control Westworld, apparently.
What? The park is in your hands.
Yeah. Available June 21st. Whoa. If you might be by the time you're watching this, you might already have the Westworld app. I'm very excited because I get.
How do they do in that fly?
That's a really good question. You mean in the show or on that tweet?
On that tweet. There's a fly, not just in the video.
Because it's part of the gift. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's clever.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. So normally that would be text with a gift below it. But instead, they made the text be part of the gift. Oh, that's so clever. Because, of course, the fly is important in Westworld. We don't know.
Season one. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know if it's going to stay
in
play
lately.
Yeah. I haven't seen it in a while. Now, I wonder, is this going to be like The Simpsons Tapped Out, where you like you have the park and you have to buy donuts?
I hope so. I
wonder what this is. Is it going to be a game? Oh, I can't wait.
It is. It's going to be some kind of game, and probably it's going to show us that none of us are real. Not you, not me.
Are you caught up?
Yes, but I didn't give anything away. Who's real? I don't know.
I want to talk to you after the show.
Okay, it's so complicated.
I know, really, that's why I'm hoping you understand it. next week's the last one.
I don't know, is it?
I think so.
See, that's why we need this app, because we're going to go and...
That's the whole idea. It'll come up.
So.
Come up. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's answer some questions, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Chris from Boise said, I found a new to me setting on my iPhone and iPad. I confess to not being as adept with the most recent ways to access the flashlight. I'm trying to become more adept. I inadvertently or experimentally performed a long press on the icon in the control center, and I was presented with an adjustment bar that allows you to control the brightness of the flashlight.
Isn't that clever?
It can be adjusted from low to high intensity and seems to retain that adjustment even in the lock screen.
It's amazing.
I'm just going to enjoy using the flashlight with less glare. Thank you, Chris from Boise. I think we have mentioned this before, but...
press everything.
Yeah, that's the theory of life.
John Gruber made an excellent point about, it's not long press, it's 3D touch, right? But maybe it's long press in some devices, but it's 3D touch. He made
Seven
a point that 3D touch is kind of a failure because there's no easy way to know if something is 3D touchable. And he said Apple should have some sort of indicator, a tiny dot or something, that would say you can 3D, and I agree with them, you can 3D touch this. Because how would you know that if you press that hard that you could adjust it's not even immediately obvious when you get that what to do. You have to think and go, oh, that can turn it up or down. But if there were some sort of indicator, a little dot or something that could say, try pressing this hard. Meanwhile, in the control panel, it's a good idea to press everything hard. But not every... See, I'm pressing the battery. Nothing happens except I put it in a low power mode by accident. So how do you know? Now, with notes, I have that. But how do you know? You don't.
You got to press everything.
But then that means there's a lot of futile presses. Mm-hmm. This is... I like 3D touch, but it's not catching on. And it's not catching on because people just don't want to waste time pressing hard on things when nothing... It's not obvious that something will happen.
Well, that's what we're here for. We still have use in this world.
Yeah. So I like the flashlight tip. That's a good
one.
Thanks,
Chris.
Thank you.
Michelle writes, I've been an avid watcher of iOS Today for many a yarn. That's a Battlestar Galactica reference. And just discovered that my streaming box has recently offered the Twitch channel. Now I can watch the two of you on my 55-inch flat screen and no longer watch iOS Today sitting in front of my 27-inch screen iMac or laying in my favorite chair watching iOS Today from my 12.9-inch screen iPad Pro. I want to just thank you for introducing me to the Bitmoji app. I don't think anything like the Memojis are... I didn't think anything like the Memojis were going to be part of iOS 12, and it had a current iOS app equivalent, and it's free. I was able to create a pretty good likeness of myself using the Bitmoji app, and it's still compatible with iOS 9. That makes Bitmoji... That means Bitmoji will work on my older iPads as well. Hi, Michelle. Send me your Bitmojis. We haven't gotten any Memoji questions, but we got this one Bitmoji.
Man, I'm excited about Memoji. I can't wait.
I can't wait, too.
I have applied for the public beta, but it still has not come.
Yeah, I think
soon. I think
yes, yes. I haven't heard anybody who's gotten it yet.
Yeah,
and we can talk about it as soon as it's out, right? We don't have to wait.
I think we can talk about it as soon as they used to be very tight on that. I think that they no longer make you sign an NDA. Mm. So yeah, you can talk about it now if you know anything about it.
I don't know anything about it. Well, I mean, I know the iOS 12 is going to have the emergency feature. So, but I don't know if that'll be in the beta.
Publicized.
Yeah, I don't know anything secret. All right. So Alan asks, what type of keyboard are you using for your iPad on iOS today? And that, people ask that all the time.
It's because it's so pretty.
It is. This is the Colorware Magic Keyboard.
Colorware will paint anything.
Yes, they'll paint, yeah. They'll paint your Amazon Echo. They'll paint your Xbox controller, whatever it is, your iPhone. And yeah, so it's not cheap. It's what is the price? It's $199. And then I also use the Studio Neat Canopy to set it up. That's what this is. And I've shown this before, but I love it because it folds up and it's like a little clutch purse. So I can take it to cocktail parties. The only problem with this is when you close it up, it presses play on your music. So that's what you just heard.
That's a known feature.
It's a known. And it also, whenever you close it, it plays Girl from Ipanema, which is a feature, not a bug.
By the way, iOS 11.4.1 Public Beta 3 is now out.
Oh, yes. I got that this morning.
Yeah. So if you apply for the public beta because you want 12, you're going to get all these intermediate ones.
Right.
But the fact that 3 came out today means I think probably we're getting close to 12.
I think we're getting close.
Beta, yeah.
All right. Here is a question from Ron. Ron has discovered that carrying my wallet in my back pocket is starting to seriously contribute or even cause significant leg and lower back pain.
It's called sciatica.
Sitting on that lump day after day is not good, apparently.
Nope.
Have you done a roundup of good iPhone X wallet folio cases?
We have.
In fact,
we've talked about sciatica.
Yes.
Because I had the same problem, exactly.
So Leo likes the folio case from Apple.
This is the one from Apple. It's a very nice soft leather, which I really like. Now, some have complained in the reviews that the stitching comes undone. I think this is a problem with all leather, stitched leather products, but this is worn quite nicely. I've been using this, how long, maybe 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
What I like about it is unlike a lot of the wallet cases, it works with wireless charging. So it doesn't disable wireless charging. And B, you can actually reasonably carry a few cards. I have business cards and I have credit cards and my driver's license. You wouldn't want to stuff it with more than a couple of cards or three cards. And I don't carry money in it because it's too short for American dollars, which means you have to bend them. Mm-hmm. And then it does make it a little bit thick. But, this is nice because it has my driver's license, a bank card, some business cards. So it's like a basic wallet. I still carry a bigger wallet for my cash. But that I like a lot. $99. It's Apple's folio. Comes in a variety of colors. This is the black, I think, right? You bought it.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
I did.
Yeah.
And I also bought this Chinese knockoff that is pink.
It was a lot cheaper.
And it was, I think, $35. And it is
very similar.
Yeah.
Supple.
Yeah. And the leather has not come unstitched, but I haven't really used it that much because it doesn't. This one works with wireless charging too, but
it's almost a direct knockoff.
It is. Yeah. It's even got the Apple insignia.
Just the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for $35. Yeah. Can I take the money in this, too?
There's no money in it. I told you.
The credit card?
Normally, I keep a Benjamin in there, but somebody took it.
Mm. Here's one that you, Leo, also ordered, and you can get it engraved. This is from Pat and Quill.
That's
it says Leo.
I like it. Yeah, I really like that.
And you can put all your... This has a little more room, and it's a little hard. It's a little harder,
it's
so
a hard
it won't
shell,
get...
Yeah.
It's as bulky as it will be. It won't get more bulky like these.
Well, it will, though, if you put a bunch of cards in. It makes it forces the lid open, and this is what I don't about wallet cases, mm-hmm. is that your lid then, it gets wider.
You flip your lid.
Yeah.
This one also does not work with wireless charging. And this one I showed last week, the BookBook Or maybe I showed this.
It's kind of cool looking.
Know how?
See how thick it is. No, yeah. You showed it last week. Yeah. See how thick it is, and that's my problem with them. A lot of these is they're bulky. The Apple Folio is very slim.
It is very slim, and then there's like lots of ones you also bought on Amazon, like this.
I tried a lot of them.
This is the Davis case. I like this. It's probably vegan leather.
No, it's real leather.
Oh, this one's
real
leather.
Yeah. Hmm. And that one is pretty good. It also, see the hand, it has a strap, which mm-hmm. also can double to tie it together, which is a good idea if you've got a lot of stuff in there. And I liked how it was kind of distressed leather. They make some that are less distressed.
And then this one, you also ordered the BRG case, which is more like a purse. It's even got a change purse if you still use change.
And it has, as some do, a detachable case.
Yeah, I like, that's what I liked about this one because, sometimes you don't need it and then...
You can take the phone out. Again, though, that magnet in the detachable case makes it unusable for wireless charging, even if it's not in the wallet part.
And this one has the wrist strap, too. Yeah. So it's like a little clutch purse.
Yeah, that's like a little clutch purse. And so if you really wanted to completely replace your wallet, you're going to need to get something like that if it's going to hold your cash.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the iPhone X is shorter than a dollar. So none of these will hold cash without bending them, folding it a little bit, which is a little bit of a drag.
Yeah. So you have so many options.
There's some good options. I tried all those. Remember, mm-hmm. I went through all of them and ended up using the Folio. And the Folio is the only one I've stuck with.
Mm-hmm.
I do like having a cover on the front. That is another argument for a wallet case, is if I drop the phone, as long as it's closed, it's protected on the front too, which is really the one place you can't protect. You can always have a case around the back of the phone. But the glass, which is the most fragile part, is always exposed. And so a wallet case... does protect it. I think that's nice. You can see there's a little bulge here where the credit card would be. But better there than inside.
I like to use the wallet cases when I travel or I don't want to like carry a purse.
Just put it right here. And,
but I also like to switch my case out every couple of hours.
Apparently.
Every couple of days.
You do change cases a lot.
Yeah, this is the Peel pink case.
Cases have become like the Apple Watch band.
Mm-hmm.
Just a fashion statement you change
like
all
a purse
the time.
Or a shirt.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
All right. The other thing that changes all the time is what you can read in magazines.
Oh, man. Texture, baby. Let's talk about texture. You know, there are so many great magazines. A lot of great journalism still being done in magazines. In fact, maybe it's the last bastion of great journalism. Every week, The New Yorker's got something that's a must read. Vanity Fair every month. Interview. It's always a great interview. Rolling Stone. I can go on and on. Depending on your interests, there's something for everybody. Over 200 of the world's best magazines for just $9.99 a month. It's basically Netflix for magazines. And their curation means you can always find something. You don't have to know what magazines you want to read. You can go by subject. They've got a great editorial team. They even have a just for you picks. And yes, the gossip magazines. I love Texture. There's also a lot of trade magazines that I read that I probably wouldn't subscribe to, like Billboard. There's technology magazines, PC Magazine, Wired, of course. I'll tell you, this is a great application. Texture.com/twit. If you go there right now, it's the magazine app. You can get unlimited access to more than 200 of the best magazines all in one place. Complete issues, plus back issues, plus features you can't get in print, like video, anytime, anywhere, all in one app. Stay connected to the biggest and best stories of the day with Texture. This is a great summer vacation app just to sit on the beach and you can read. And you can do it on your phone. You can do it on your tablet, Android or iOS. Texture.com/twit. Sports Illustrated, Popular Mechanics, CNET. They're all in there. Go to texture.com/twit to start your free trial today. 7 days free waiting for you. Texture.com/twit. People often ask, how do you keep up on all this stuff? And that's one way I do. Texture.
All right.
Is it app cap time?
For our hats. Time for us to wear our hats. These are our money hats.
This is a money hat. money.
We wear hats because...
Why do we wear hats?
You could also call them caps.
You could.
And cap rhymes with app. And these are our favorite apps of the week.
Somebody was in my studio this weekend, said, Leo, partner, why do you have so many hats? And I said, well, when I was a youngin', I collected hats. And then, in a tragic accident, all my hats were lost as I grew up. So, when I got to be a grown-up, I started here and there buying a hat hither. I don't wear hats in public. You know, it's funny. I don't wear hats day to day, but I have a hat collection. And then Sarah Lane, who started this show with me called iPad Today way back when, she said we should have an app cap. We started wearing hats. Then people noticed and started sending me hats. Now I have hundreds of hats.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds
more
of
hats,
hats,
though. Send Leo more hats.
Oh, if you have a hat you want me to wear, I'll wear it.
Yeah. Unless
somebody sent me a hat, a bright red hat, says, "Make America Great in Russian." I haven't worn it yet. I don't know what the political statement is, but I haven't worn it yet. But I like it. Thank you, whoever sent me that. And this here hat I purchased, I think I've told this. I know I've told this story before, to go see Charlie Daniel. So Charlie Daniel's band was in town, and Charlie's famous for his big hat. So I said, well, I'm going to get me a bigger hat. And he still wasn't as big as Charlie's hat, but I did wear it to meet Charlie Daniels. So there you go.
Well, here's my favorite app of the week. This is it's not a new podcast app, but there's a new version. Have you ever used Castro? The podcast
I don't even
app?
Know about it.
This is
Fidel?
Castro 3.
By Supertop.
Yes. Here it looks, it's really best on the iPhone, but here it is on the iPad. So I can see all of the episodes that all of the podcasts that I subscribe to up here, and then I can get special features. So night mode, always good. You have to subscribe to this. So I think I'd already subscribed. Let's make sure that it's
$9 a year. That's not too bad, or $3 a month.
I'm currently subscribed to this. So it's, you can have a 1 week free trial to try it out, which is always nice. And then they're going to start charging you $2.99 for 3 months, or $9 for the whole year. So I'm going to restore my purchases and get dark mode.
There you go.
You're welcome. Night mode.
Ooh,
so there it is.
Pretty.
What I like, let's say.
Does it do video or just audio?
It does video as well. So
there's some podcast apps that only do audio.
Yeah, there is.
Some people don't care about that, but I think our video is good on this show.
I think it is too.
Yeah.
I'm almost sure that it does video. Let's see. Let's see, iOS Today.
Oh. See if you can get the video version of it.
Day. So there's video. Hi.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
And then you can get certain settings per.
This is nice because some apps don't let you do per podcast settings. And I really like being able to do this per podcast.
Right. So you want to add, you have an inbox of stuff you want to listen to. Do you want to add it to the inbox or queue next? Or you want to listen to it last? Obviously, you want to add it to your inbox. And then maybe you don't want to have more than six episodes. No limit, obviously.
No limit. You can have a per app, per podcast playback speed, which is great. Because like some podcasts, you want to listen to at normal speed, some fast.
Right. And then you want to trim the silence for when it gets awkward between the two of us.
That's one thing you don't have to do on this show.
No. Trim the interrupting when we interrupt each other. That's a new feature. Enhance voices.
You make my voice sound better?
always.
Always enhance that voice.
So try it for a week. I don't know if I'm going to permanently switch over from Pocket Cast, which is what I listen to now, but you might like it.
Castro.
Because I do like to control. I like to control and have.
Oh, I get it.
Castro. Yes, not like the Castro in San Francisco. Castro.
Podcastro.
Yes. Tap the episode and drag it into a new position. Oh, that is also. I also like that because you can just drag and drop.
You can reorder it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I want to watch this, and I just drag it and drop it. And,
nice.
Yeah. Castro.
So you know who Scott Kelby is? He's a Photoshop guru. Kelby One. They have training and classes, and he goes around and gives workshops. He also happens to be a great photographer and a good friend. I was reading his tweet feed over the weekend. And he said, Adobe Lightroom really ought to be able to do this. My wife's iPhone can. And what he was talking about, have you ever had this? It happens to me all the time where there's a picture, beautiful picture. It happens to me a lot when I travel. And there's wires in the way. Or there's some dumb tourist standing there. And and ruining what would otherwise be a great shot.
Dumb tourists.
So he put a video up, and I hope Adobe's listening. He put a video up and said, you should be able to do this. The program he's talking about is called Touch Retouch. It has iPhone and iPad versions. I think we've talked about it before. I've used it before, certainly. So let me just take a recent photo here. Here's a photo of the back of Lisa's desk. It has a lot of wires in it. Wouldn't it be cool? Now, I don't know how this is going to work, but there's a number of different retouching features. They're kind of tiny. I don't know if you can see them. One is object removal, quick repair, line removal, and clone stamp. If you've used Lightroom or Photoshop, clone stamp will make sense. But this line removal is kind of interesting. You can have line remover or segment remover, but I'm going to try to remove. Let's see if I can remove the whole line here. So I'm going to just paint the line. Whoop. Yeah, it didn't work as well because there's a shadow on the desk from the line, apparently. Let me go to a program that is much more practical. Is an actual shot with, by the way, has all the other stuff. An actual shot with actual telephone wires in it. How about that? There you go. So this is this is just outside our door, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, there's this phone line in the background. Mm-hmm. Now watch, this is where you're really going to get some amazing results here. This is actual phone line. Let's just paint right over that.
Whoa.
And you know what?
It left the clouds in there too.
It left the clouds. And I don't like the phone pole either.
No. Why would you?
Why would you? There's a little schmooch there and we'll probably have to fix some of that, but it does. Really, out of the box, a pretty amazing job. And then I can use other tools to kind of smooth out that little smooch there. Let's try another one, just because you probably don't believe me when I do this. This is really impressive. It does best. This is a bad. These pictures aren't great because the lines are in the distance. It does best when you really got a big line in the distance. Let's say I really don't want this thing here. Whatever this is.
Your hat?
Yeah. I wish I could remove my hat. Let's get rid of this. Actually, this is the most picturesque part of the picture, but let's get rid of that. Let's just see if I can get rid of that. Let's just as a... What?
Oh, wow.
It's mad. Now I have to do a little bit more cleaning up here and there, but actually, that's pretty darn good.
That is really good. Will it remove lines on one's face?
Let's see.
Asking for a friend.
I wonder. It's a really good retouching program. Here's a picture. This really drove me crazy.
What is going on there?
I don't know what. This is not going to work, I don't think.
What is that, a picture? Who is that?
I mean, that's why I took a picture of him. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out who it is. So this is the clone tool. I'm cloning his forehead.
Oh.
But that's probably not. Now I should clone his hair. So I'm going to clone his hair. I'm going to take it from here and clone up here. Because I clearly over-cloned the forehead. Put the hair back, is in other words. Yeah, that's not too bad. Ooh, that's interesting. You can get weird effects too.
That is much prettier than it looked like before.
Who is that, by the way? Anybody know who that is?
Where did you get the photo?
Vegas. Here's another picture. How do we get the stripper pole out of the picture?
Good question, because then she could just be a...
Giant woman.
Giant woman who's going to leave her clothes on. Remove the stripper pole.
There's a little woman underneath the giant woman. So probably that's not... Not the ideal picture.
When did you go to Vegas? You didn't
couple
tell the rest of
ago.
Us you were. You did?
Yeah. Went to see J-Lo.
In Vegas?
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez, you've heard of her, right?
Yeah. This was your Father's Day gift, I guess.
No, it was Thursday.
Oh.
Thursday we went to see J-Lo. Yeah, we just ran out the door, went to see J-Lo. I'm trying to find something with wires. Some great picture. See, a lot of times I won't take a picture because there's wires in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just don't want to see the wires. This one, you know, let's just remove that crane. What do you say?
Yeah.
Well, just take this thing out. I don't like this. This would be a great picture if this other crane weren't there.
I sent you a picture with wires.
Oh, there you go. That's a better picture.
It's a really beautiful picture of me on the ski lift.
But you don't want that wire. That's a perfect picture. That is perfect. Let's retouch that one for Megan. That's a great idea. I probably should finish what I was doing.
Oh, sorry. AirDrop should let you be more polite. Wait till they're finished.
That was
doing
really rude. All right, now let's get rid of the. Look, it's gone.
That is really.
That's actually amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a challenging thing to do, even in Lightroom or something like that. All right, let's get your photo here and see if we can get the wires out of this shot. Wires are really easy, actually. Because they're just straight lines, right?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, good work.
And you can zoom in to kind of
like
get the last little bit there. Oh, they said that was bad. So I'm going to undo that part because see, it kind of cloned some of the stuff there. Let's do this wire. Yeah. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wire. Don't want that. Boom.
Yep. That's amazing.
Now, right?
Now this is a work of art.
Look at that. Got the wires out. Wire.
Now it looks like we're just floating in the mountains.
There's nothing holding that ski lift up at all. Okay. Okay. What do you think?
I love it.
What do you think, huh? Pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. Wire be gone. Mm-hmm. So Scott Kelby, I thought it was great because he shows a video of his wife doing with her iPhone, something he can't do in Lightroom. Mm. So it you know, if you've got you know, you take pictures with your iPhone or if you're your iPad. I like the iPad version because it's a little bit bigger, a little easier to use, but they have an iPhone version too. Touch Retouch.
How much does it cost?
No idea.
Mm.
From Advasoft. I bought it a long time ago. $1.99. Cheap at twice the price.
Yeah.
Declutter your photos. It's really kind of remarkable. Mm-hmm. Might take a little extra touch-up occasionally, but not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, you don't need Photoshop for just the minor things.
Exactly.
All right. Well, here's the point in the show where you say, it's over?
What?
I want more. And you can get more. Next week.
Next week, yeah. Every Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. I'm sorry, noon Eastern, 1600 UTC. That's when we're here. It says that right there on the page. And if you want to watch live, you can do that at twit.tv/live. But, you know, we have on-demand audio and video, don't forget, of the show at our website, twit.tv/iOS. Or subscribe in Castro or whatever your favorite podcatcher is, Pocket Cast, Stitcher, Slacker, iTunes, Google Play Music. Subscribe. That way you'll get it every time it's available, the minute it's available. If people have Bitmojis they want to send us. Mm-hmm.
Bitmojis or Memojis. Megan at twit.tv.
We're still looking for some Memojis. Yeah. See, nobody's got the public beta yet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get a bunch of them then.
Mm-hmm.
Megan at twit.tv. Thanks for joining us. And we'll see you next time, partner, on iOS Today. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.